Time now, the Benoist pregame show, to visit with Brent Bolte, head coach of the Beavers. Brent, losing stinks. How long does it take to get over one like Winona?
You know, you kind of give yourself a day, and with the extended weekend, with playing on a Thursday, it was a little bit harder. I think Friday, you know, it was just a blur. We didn't get back till 5 a.m. anyway, so Friday was kind of just recovery day. But Saturday was hard as you sat around and watched college football and just watched the game again. It was just like, man, we couldn't have played worse at times, and we made it extremely difficult, like I said before. So it was hard. So I think by the time we got back in there on Sunday, it was back to work and really focus on Concordia St. Paul. And they got a good ball club. So they won 24-0 their first week, and their kids are believing and excited and confident. So we have to get ready to move on.
Does the self-evaluation that every team does after every game differ at all, win or lose?
I don't think so. I think everybody's going to look at what you can do to improve each and every week, but I think you're more critical when you lose and you look at it and go, yeah, Winona is a good football team. They won the game, but certainly we contributed to the outcome as well. So that's the frustrating part. If we'd have played clean and well and they'd have still beat us, well, then I think that's almost where you sleep better at night and go, hey, they out-executed us and that was a better team. But as I told the guys immediately after the game when we were in the locker room, don't look, you know, outside to Winona for why the reason or what the scoreboard said. It was really for because of what we did in this room. And so the guys understood that, and give Winona credit, give Coach Sawyer credit. They made us play that level or took advantage of our mistakes as well, but we need to take care of our own end, and I think we can do that this week.
Looking back at the stats, it was almost hard to fathom that Winona had more penalties and more yards than you did. Their penalties didn't seem to kill drives like yours did. From a coaching standpoint, how much different is a first down penalty as opposed to a second or third down penalty?
Well, it's just ironic is that we got them in the long yardage and then they got off the hook. I mean, how many times did we have them first and 20s and they were able to convert a third down or we ended up getting a penalty? That was the odd thing. Or they threw up a jump ball for, looked like it was going to be an interception. Their kid came down with it and said ours. And give the kid credit. He made the play. So it's how you deal with that adversity, just like in life. They dealt with the adversity fairly well, and they picked up first downs, and we did not, or we extended drives. And that was the hard part in the first half. Their first two touchdowns, a third down and 7, we had a penalty, and a third down and 15, we had a penalty that extended the drives and went down and scored. You still got to make stops, but you already had made those stops, so to speak, to get the ball back. And they did a good job. They played a little keep away from our offense, and then we couldn't get in rhythm, and all led to us having a big deficit at half.
Andrew Lukowski looked pretty good. How did he end up here?
You know, it's kind of a long story, but his junior college coach, Ben Noonan, is a former Beaver. I played here moons ago as a receiver, I believe, before I was here. So a couple decades ago, I guess. But that's how it started. And when last year, obviously, we lost Genna. Mikey Washington's had some injuries over the years. So we wanted to make sure we had enough quality running backs, and that's how it started. And ironically, it became down to us Winona during the recruiting process, and we won that one and got him here. And he needs to play more. I think right now, from what I graded out and what I assess, he's the best running back, total running back on the team. And Tahi does some things that he can't do. Mikey does some things that both of them can't do. But in terms of blocking, running, catching, he does an extremely good job for us. So I think you'll expect to see Andrew out on the field more and more.
More with Coach Bolte when we return. The Benoist Pregame Show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Benoist Pregame Show, part two with head coach Brent Bolte on the CSP. Got a newer coach and always seem to have a stable of new guys on their roster. How hard is it to get a feel for them one year to the next?
You know, I think Shannon will bring some continuity down there, Coach Currier. So I think you're going to kind of see the same approach to what they want to do. I'm not sure if they're 100% personnel where he wants and wants, you know, hey, if he wants to be a 21 or pound it and ground it type of guy. But I think you're going to see a team that plays extremely, physical. They play a physical brand on offense. They're going to try to run the ball. That's what they want to do. A real athletic quarterback, that's something that he's always had when he's been successful at Concordia St. Paul or at Truman State. So I think that's what you'll see from Coach Currier. And then their defense certainly has improved. They lined up and played Minot, shut him out, really shut him down last weekend. So I think from week to week last year, they kind of were a hodgepodge of throwing new formations, just trying to, you know, give anything to make teams prepare for. I think this year they're going to say, hey, this is what we're going to do. We've ran these plays. This is what we're going to be known for. So they'll still have their wrinkles just like everybody, but they, I think they're going to try to run the football, play action. They got a really talented receiver out wide, so they'll utilize him and see how far they can go with that.
Well, everyone knows Minot's in a rebuilding mode. Having said that, shutouts are still so rare now in college football. Was CSP's defense that good?
I thought they played it just really fundamentally sound, just like anybody wants in the first game. Don't give up big plays. Don't let teams run the football on you and pressure the quarterback. They had four or five sacks. They have a really talented nose tackle, number 96, I believe his name. Just he was very disruptive. He popped. Their secondary didn't give up anything big, and their linebackers flew around the field. Like you said, Minot, brand new coaching staff, yeah, and who knows, maybe they won a bunch of games and this was a bigger win than you thought, or maybe they don't win any and this one goes kind of who knows at this point.
This is Shrine Week. It's always been a special one for a lot of people involved with it. What's it mean to you? It
means a lot. You think back of number one, just the Shrine game here, seeing all the kids that you get to help. I think that's always part of football.
Best of luck.
All right, appreciate it.
Brent Bolte, head coach of the Beavers, starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.